Penguin Random House Audio presents Code Warriors, NSA's Codebreakers and the Secret Intelligence War Against the Soviet Union by Stephen Budiansky. Read for you by Mark Deakins. Publisher's note, this audiobook includes visual references and graphs which can be viewed by opening the accompanying PDF file on any Mac or PC computer. Author's note. In May 2013, a 29-year-old computer security expert who had worked for 3 months as a $200,000-a-year contractor for the National Security Agency in Hawaii told his employer he needed to take a leave of absence for a couple of weeks to receive treatment for the epileptic condition he had recently been diagnosed with. On May 20th, Edward J. Snowden boarded a flight to Hong Kong carrying with him computer drives to which he had surreptitiously copied thousands of classified intelligence documents. Their contents, revealing copious details about NSA's domestic surveillance of telephone and email communications, would begin appearing 2 weeks later in a series of sensational articles in The Guardian and The Washington Post. It was a move he had been secretly preparing for some time, having secured the job with the specific aim of gaining access to classified NSA material. He was ultimately able to do so only by duping more than 20 co-workers into giving him their computer passwords, which he said he needed for his duties as a systems administrator. Most of the colleagues whom he betrayed were subsequently fired. Snowden would later explain that he chose Hong Kong as his place of intended sanctuary because they have a spirited commitment to free speech and the right of political dissent, an assertion that would have come as a surprise to members of the city's pro-democracy movement.